Several crayfish trap styles are available to help you catch a meal. We're checking options next on Western Life Radio. Explore the universe from one of Utah's dark sky parks. With more than 14 state park destinations to choose from, your family can gaze at the Milky Way, watch the moonrise, or make a wish during a meteor shower. With the right telescope, you can find nearby planets, tour distant galaxies, or capture the heavens with your own deep space photography. Your adventure begins with a camping reservation and a clear view to the darkened skies. Launch your epic nighttime adventure at stateparks.utah.gov.
Get online, on board, and on track with Utah State Parks online education for OHVs and PWCs. OHV education is required for youth aged to 15, and PWC education is required for youth aged 12 to 17. Utah's personal watercraft and off-highway vehicle youth education programs required by law are now online at www.stateparks.utah.gov.
Catch more crayfish from a variety of traps. George Summer with the Utah Habitat Council reviews the options.
The easiest ones to use are going to be the round. The key thing for people to look at is the size of the hole. The minnow trap looks exactly the same as a crayfish trap, but the hole's a lot smaller. So if you use a minnow trap, you're going to get nothing but small crayfish. So make sure the hole's big enough. It's usually like 2.5 or 3 inches in diameter. Like I said, the round ones are really easy to use, quick. You pitch a couple of them out, you're good to go. If you want to do volume and you've got some time where you can set them for a while, something like a square, they make a lot of them, they call them crab traps and things like that. Just make sure the mesh is small enough that they can't escape. They all have ramps, so they go up. The idea is they walk up in there and then they can't get back out. But those are the two things to look for. So it's the round ones, the hole's big enough, and then on the square one, that the mesh is fine enough that they can't escape, and that the ramp's steep enough that they can't get back out of. If you're out there and you're catching them, you've set your traps, you've got crayfish coming into them, you pull that trap to clean it out and start it over again, it needs to go back in the same spot. Because when you pull it, there's crayfish out there that have come to that area but haven't made it into the trap yet.
Thanks for joining us. May all your days be filled with new adventures. I'm Brian Brinkerhoff.